WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know, life can feel like a constant treadmill sometimes, right? We're always rushing from one thing to the next, chasing that next goal, that next achievement. It's easy to get caught up in what we don't have or haven't accomplished yet, and before you know it, we're missing out on all the good stuff happening right now. That's why today we're talking about something super powerful: cultivating gratitude and appreciation. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good thing, it's a serious mental muscle you can train to make your life richer, more meaningful, and way less stressful. Think about it, ever felt like you were constantly on edge, worrying about what could go wrong? You know that feeling when everything feels like a hurdle instead of a stepping stone? Well, gratitude is like a superpower against that negativity. It's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have, and trust me, there's a whole lot to be grateful for even in the toughest days. So, how do we actually cultivate this powerful feeling? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, practice mindfulness. Seriously, take a moment to truly notice the small things around you. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the delicious cup of coffee you just brewed, these little joys add up. Being present in the moment helps us appreciate the beauty and goodness that surrounds us every single day. Next, keep a gratitude journal. It sounds simple, but trust me, it works wonders. Every day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's your amazing friends, a funny meme that made you smile, or even just a good night's sleep. Writing these things down helps solidify them in your mind and makes you more aware of the positive aspects of your life. Third, express gratitude to others. Saying thank you genuinely goes a long way. Whether it's thanking your barista for their latte art, or expressing appreciation to a loved one for their support, letting people know you value them strengthens relationships and spreads positivity like wildfire. Speaking of spreading positivity, fourthly, focus on the good in people. We all have flaws, but choose to see the best in others. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, and a little kindness can make a world of difference. When you focus on the good, it attracts more good into your life. Lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, you deserve to be treated with the same kindness and understanding that you offer others. Now let me paint you a picture. You wake up feeling stressed about an upcoming deadline. The coffee machine decides it's going on strike. Your favorite song is stuck in your head on repeat. And traffic seems determined to test your patience. It's easy to spiral into negativity, right? But here's where gratitude comes in. Instead of dwelling on the annoyances, you take a moment to appreciate the fact that you have a job to do, a roof over your head, and the ability to make delicious coffee eventually. You send out a positive thought to someone who needs it, reminding yourself that even small acts of kindness can ripple outwards. See? Shifting your perspective can turn a potentially bad day into something manageable. So, remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good amidst it all. It's a daily practice, a muscle you train over time. And trust me, the rewards are worth it: a more fulfilling life, stronger relationships, and a whole lot less stress. Ready to start your gratitude journey? Simple. Today, find 3 things you're grateful for and write them down. Share them with a friend, a family member, or even just whisper them to yourself. It's that easy. Until next time, keep that Stoic Mind Gym active. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It helps others discover this journey of mental fitness. And most importantly, keep practicing those gratitude workouts. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.